Log Talk Radio.
Yes, 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 yes. Let's talk about it, goddammit. I don't know if you guys know this, but 75% of the year has already come and gone. You know, we really need to relax and enjoy this last quarter. Don't blink, because before you know it, shit, 2022 is going to be over. What lies are you going to tell yourself, or are you going to promise yourself this year for your resolution? I hope it's different than last year's. You know what, bro? I make the same resolution every year. And I know most, if not all, of what I hope, they come to pass. I ask that I keep healthy and see my dreams come true. To see my dreams become realities. Now that shit can only happen if you know the reality you live in. Which is what I want to talk about. 347, I see you there already. What's up, bro?
Hey, what's good, Rose? I'm trying. You good?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Hey, I was just trying to kick it with you real quick and put you on or something real quick.
What's up?
All right, so I just met this new shorty. You know, she eyed in terms of the looks, but I don't really give a fuck about that. But, you know, I got her number or whatever, and she talking about how she wanted me to take her out on a date. But I feel like, you know, that's a little bit too quick. You think I'm bugging out on that? Or you think I should do that?
Man, I can tell from the way you talking, you scared. And you know it, admit the
bitch?
Truth. Yeah, the bitch.
You damn right I am, bro.
Well, then that's your problem. What question do you have?
I mean, I tried to set up this shit. I set it up with it, but, you know, the bro said she busy or whatever.
Man, you ain't even telling me the whole story. You said she wanted you to take her out on a date, and then you just said you tried to set it up and she didn't want to go.
No, I asked her. I told the bitch when I met her, I was like, yo, let's link up. And, you know, she told me that she was, you know, she booked the whole week. But
at first, when you was telling me this, let me know if it's right or wrong, but you said she wanted a date. She wanted you to take her out on a date.
Yeah.
Well, man, you saying two things. She either wanted you to take her out on a date, or she didn't.
She want me to take her out on a date.
She wants you to take her out on a date.
Yeah.
Okay, man. Why the fuck would she be busy then?
Because I asked the bitch and she said she busy for the whole week. I said, what's the point of fucking telling me that you want to go on a date? I told her, bitch, you could come. We could take a walk or some shit, but she ain't never reply. And now the bitch want to talk about something.
Hey, listen, man, you sound like one of them brothers that got big dreams, and you dreaming. That bitch didn't want to do none of that shit with you. You just dreaming. Because if she wanted to do it, it ain't no way she would be busy. She probably said that to get away from you. And then your ass actually think it's serious, and you want to take her out. She say, oh, shit, when you call, you know, oh, I'm busy. And she could say, I'm busy today. But no, she said, I'm busy for the whole week.
Nah, bro, but I told the bitch, I told the bitch, I said, I'm down. We could kick it or whatever, but, you know, I'm down, but you got to, you know, whatever. And she said,
hey, listen, bro, listen. From talking to you, I can tell you don't even use the words that you're using. She damn shorty this. Man, you don't even use that shit. You sound like a big old motherfucking square trying to sound hip. And you sound square as a motherfucker. Now, you a big old square, ain't you, man? Tell the truth.
Yeah, man.
I'm talking about one of them nerd squares.
Yeah, I am. I go to college.
Got,
that's how I met the bitch. I met the bitch at college.
Be quiet for a second, bro. See, you guys got to understand me. I talk to you over this goddamn internet bullshit, but I see you like I'm looking at you sitting right next to me. I know who you are because I know what I be saying. I don't just talk. What I'm saying, bro, you over, you just exaggerated this situation. It ain't nothing like you think. Get that through your head. The bitch don't want to do with you. You just tripping.
So I should just, I just cut it off.
You ain't never had her. See how you sound? The real you coming out now.
I'm trying to tell you something, man.
What are you trying to tell me?
When I met her, I got her number. That shit, man.
You right. That's what you're supposed to say. Fuck the shit and the bitch. Go catch you another, bro, and quit being so fucking easy. All right, you guys. Let me keep going. I know I be sounding cold, man, but some people need to be slapped in the reality. You can't just try to make them see. You got to just smack them in the chin and then rub their motherfucking chin against the sidewalk, some of them, because they won't accept the truth. You can only be real with yourself if you accept the reality that you live in. This brother ain't accepting his reality. His reality is that he's a nerd motherfucker and he want to come out. He want to come out of that shit. So he should be doing everything he can to come out of it. But he want to act like he's already out of it. And everything I say going over his fucking head because he ain't nowhere near where he need to be. That's what SWU is for, bro. You better sign your ass up. Think about this. Why do people believe they can prepare for the world to end? I mean, why do people think that? If the world is finna to end, what preparation can you make? See, what I'm saying is this. Belief. Belief is what have hella power. And you guys don't have that belief. You gotta have belief. Because whatever is powerful enough to end the world, how in the fuck do you think you could do anything to prevent it? How can you prepare? See, what I'm saying is, that's the power of belief. No matter what you hear about the world ending, you always hear there are some survivors. Now, why can't you be one? You can't. Unless you believed you could be one before the catastrophe. That's the power of believing. The power of believing in yourself is just that strong. Back in the old days, when Mary and Joseph was alive doing shit, sex was not what it is today. in them olden days, people didn't have sex because it felt good. The woman rarely had any kind of feeling. Sex, whether right or wrong, was to reproduce. Just like animals. When the time comes, all they want to do is come. Inside the pussy or out. It don't matter. Same with dude. Once we became smarter than animals, we start assigning meanings to what we did. And lo and behold, we end up with what we all know as sex. You got to do it this way, or you got to do it that way to make sure you both enjoy it. See, a dog doesn't really realize it's in the cum. He doesn't even realize mating or fucking is going to result in some pups. My point is, once we realize we're no better than animals, unless we use our common sense, maybe then we'll be better off than animals. The sad thing is, and this is really sad, common sense ain't so common anymore. This is going to be difficult for me to say, so I'm going to just say it. I don't, you know, get pleasure or the kind of pleasure most people get from doing what I do on this YouTube. You know, I'm not interested in going viral. Of course, if I did go viral, that would be great for me. But I don't do the shit so I can go viral. I am an egomaniac, so I want my shit, you know, to do well. But what I'm saying is, the joy I get in what I do is like sex. It's just the feeling, you just can't imagine the feeling until I talk to those supposed to be giants. These motherfuckers had their followers believing that them lies that they be telling them match my exploits. The sad thing is, there's people on YouTube right now who offer advice about life, and these very people don't even live by what they say. Half those motherfuckers can cite or quote any kind of philosophical passage on earth and to support, you know, what they're saying. But simply because you can, you know, quote the scripture at will, or you can cite some kind of reference in Congress to support what you say, it won't ever replace what I have. I don't need to cite the Bible. I don't need to quote Plato, because I know none of that shit make a bit of difference unless you're speaking to fools who want to follow or who want to take the least risky way to live. Living on what you believe is risky. If your belief is shaky, which most of you believe your belief is shaky because you tell yourself so much bullshit, you can't believe anything serious. You have motherfuckers on YouTube telling you how to be really down with the abba-dabba, and not one reputable motherfucker from any time, my time, today's time, yesterday's time, has ever done anything with this fake-ass motherfucker that you're listening to. You know, since I am an old motherfucker, maybe the motherfuckers of today could vouch for this motherfucker, but when you try to find out, this motherfucker don't have nobody to vouch for him. Not one Rolls Royce driving motherfucker from today Not one Rolls Royce driving motherfucker from yesterday. Not one real motherfucker ever did shit or heard of this fake motherfucker. Yet, according to this fake-ass motherfucker, this giant knows so much about this abadabra that he could put me to shame. I ain't gonna mention no names because I don't want no problems. I ain't tripping like that no more. But I just can't stand this kind of shit. You want to know what's so bad about it? These dudes, youngsters, not youngsters, they whatever age, they know I ain't had a hoe in 20 years. I have not had a fucking hoe in maybe 20 years, I don't know. And this motherfucker who claiming to be out there right now, who damn motherfucker out there know, is so shallow, he want to put his abadabra against me. Now, I understand why he want to do it, but see, that's the rank. Why don't you put it up against the motherfuckers out there now doing it? That's who I did it with. I don't put my shit up against motherfuckers today. Hell. So this motherfucker's badder than me. A nigga who ain't have, I ain't have a hoe and I don't know when. I'm 69 years old. I'm retired. Been married. But when this so-called giant speaks, he rather bump heads with me. I'm not relevant in today's game. No, not like that. This giant, the nanigga of today, except Facebook motherfuckers know, really thinks YouTube views counts as a real game. At least no matter how many stories you hear about me, good or bad, the motherfucker telling it to you know it because he know me. He knows me because I was there flat foot down in his motherfucking city. I mean, across this country, motherfuckers contact real motherfuckers and ask them, you know, how it was. But this motherfucker contact motherfuckers and ask them how it was so he can speak on it. Because from what I can tell, this motherfucker ain't never left his apartment. This giant nigga that you motherfuckers listen to about money live with a roommate. I ain't one of these, you know, niggas who ain't been tried and tested. I've been tried and tested on all points of this goddamn game. But the fraudulent motherfuckers have all this philosophy for you because they haven't lived life to have an opinion of their own. So you need to quit. If you want it, it's here for you to get, not read about and act like you lived it. That's what SWU is for. There you get laced without having to be at such a risk. You get laced with real game that you can only get on the streets. But you don't have to go to the street to get it. No. What do you call a motherfucker who's easily identified as never been on the blade? Hint, we all loved them as kids. What are they called? Suckers. If there's one thing I was born to be other than Rosebud motherfucking bitter dose, it was a leader in change. I loved and hated that about my life. I loved and hated it at the same time. But I wouldn't change any of it. I would never change any of my life. I'm so fucking proud and conceitedly admire my strides for success. I mean, I'm so into that shit, you wouldn't believe it. Sometimes I think if I wasn't a professor, I probably would still be in the streets. Then I think about my nigga, Tay, who rode mile for mile with my ass, and this nigga raised his sons. So what I'm saying is I can't blame it on being a parent. I can't blame it on nothing. It just must be I like the hell out of being in a leader's position. This is the first year I willingly missed feeding some of the homeless. Not I willingly, I am going to willingly. Every year, you know, I try to have at least 50 sandwiches, 50 little meals. And with my then wife, we'd go out and feed people. Now, of course, I'd buy the food, but she did all the cooking. And I mean, she cooked enough for everything for all of them. She would cook dressing. And one year she baked them their own turkey. We had a turkey for dinner, and they had a turkey. You know, I wanted to say something, but when she was handing those fucking dinners out, and I saw the appreciation on those people's face, something funny happened to me. I actually realized where she was coming from. And I know they made their choices in life, and it might actually have something to do with why they over there on the corner. But I've learned to only judge myself. And I judge me to not have a basis to say what the fuck is right in that regard. I do know I had been reading the Bible for the first time in my life. And I do know I felt different. Good. And when we pulled off from those motherfuckers, I really did feel good. So you got to do something for somebody you don't know this year, especially this coming holiday season. And I suggest St. Jude. I give to St. Jude. You'll feel good about it. Now, something you don't know about hard dudes like me. We are really soft. I mean, not soft as being a punk, but soft in taking shit to heart. You probably know this, but you might be surprised to know if it qualifies as something I care about. It qualifies as something that's important to me. Now, this coming season is it ain't the first time, but it's among the first time I don't want to feed the homeless. Now, I'm a man, but I have soft spots. And my little girl is foremost the most important soft spot. And whenever I call her to cheer her up, she ends up cheering me up. Part of it's because, you know, my little girl ain't little no more, and part of it's because I really love being a dad. You know, I have a need to be there for people. And with my students being so far away, you know, and I still, you know, want to do what I can. It just seems that, you know, it's just not shit if I can't be hands-on. It's like when Lena moved to Vegas. See, I couldn't go over to her house and make sure what I did was enough because I was in Cali. I see you, 267. What's up with you, bro?
I pledge my allegiance to my desires to attain the highest level of manhood that is possible. And to the alpha dogs for which my manhood represents, we are one united nation. and Uncle Bud. I want
to One Nation
you,
under this game.
I appreciate you.
Hey, listen. One Nation under this game, indivisible and suffer free.
Exactly.
Hey, that's what's up, man. What's happening?
Uncle Bud, I ain't got no questions, man. I just so happened to see you on YouTube, and I just wanted to thank you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to thank you for putting me on this adventure of a lifetime, for opening up doors for me, for showing me I can take on challenges. And I want to let you
know. Hey, man, I'm recognizing your voice. It's Cam.
You know who it is. You know it's me.
What's happening, Cam?
What's going on, Unc?
I'm good, man.
Not too much, man. Not too much,
hey,
man. We preparing for next month.
Come
out there and enjoy ourselves.
I love what y'all doing with that group, man.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. It's all because of you.
Yeah, well, appreciate
it's all
it.
Because of you.
Hey, that group, y'all keeping each other sharp. Marcus always hit me up talking about it.
Man, every Tuesday, every Thursday, we get on the call. We be chopping up game. I mean, it's so much to understand and know after you understand and you know the basics. Like you said in the course, it's like being in first grade when you get the course. But actually coming out in the world, that's where the real knowledge begins.
Exactly. That's when it becomes knowledge because you're using that shit you know. And you're going to keep
exactly.
using it. Yeah.
Exactly.
Hey, I love that. Appreciate you, man, for calling in.
Hey, anytime, bro. Love you, Uncle.
Love you too, man. You guys see that right there, that kind of shit, rewards. That's rewards for me. Because these dudes, he was part of them too. These dudes, to show their appreciation, sponsored a bit. Matter of fact, that's what that plaque is. They gave me that plaque. Right there, the Diamond Award presented to Professor John Rosebud Dixon. Because these brothers appreciate this shit. Some people really didn't get it. And it was part of what they needed. And to be able to find a way to get it almost risk-free is just amazing. I'm talking about to get laced with how to think, what to think about, what is important. Shit. What's important to me, like I was saying, is that leadership position. And when my girl moved up here to Vegas, I couldn't make sure everything was all right. She might need this or that. And she called me. And, okay, I send it to her or give it to her, whatever. But when she was in Vallejo, I would bring it to her and make sure that whatever the fuck I'm giving her was what she needed. But she was in Vegas, and I couldn't even do that shit. So I can't go to my students' homes and make sure they got what I said right. Now, don't get me wrong. My daughter was taking care of herself. Paying her own rent and living them, you know, on her own for like over 18 months when I moved down here. The difference was when she did need help, I went over to her goddamn house and whatever she needed, I provided it. And I could see my help. Now I find myself in the same predicament where I can't really see I've actually helped my students. Until something like this happened. And I realized that them motherfuckers got what the fuck I was saying. Because you do shit to represent who you are. Represent what level of life you're living on. And these motherfuckers, I forget what hotel it was. Some big ass fucking hotel. They rented, got one of their rooms and had a four-course meal set up for a brother, and they honored me. completely honored me, man. And I'm so fucking emotional. They didn't even know it because I had my glasses on. Then I just was like choking up like a motherfucker. That shit means something to me. And if I can't really see the help, it just bothers the hell out of me. And I probably need to learn how to just deal with it, just as those of you who already have had kids grow up and you didn't have to leave the nest and mature. You know, all of that shit goes on in different ways. I had to leave the nest, start my school, and mature, have a couple of failures, have a couple of spats with the students. But the reward of that annual dinner was so fucking important to me. Thanks, Cam. It was just really important. I was able to see my work had not been in vain. It had been absorbed. And these men sponsoring that dinner was representatives of what I profess. You can be a motherfucker. It's in us all. But if you don't do things to expose what it is in you that makes you a motherfucker, you'll suppress it and be less than you can be. And I'm tell you something that I learned. If you want to make a difference, you have to unite. You have to unite with something. It can't be just you. The only way we gonna hurt this goddamn police state of America is to boycott them special spend your money days. I don't spend money on Black Fridays. I might buy some for Christmas, but I don't spend money on them days. I spend money on every other day. Because, you know, the protests should hit their pocket if that's the case. We don't need to burn up our own shit. We need to stop spending money on them fucking days that they be wanting to, that they project, I'm going to make $4 billion this weekend. And then they make it. Shit. I wish I had something to do with it. We spend a lot of motherfucking money, and the gross national product reflects it. So let's really hurt them motherfuckers. Don't support holiday spending unless it's in your own community. I try not to talk about yesterday. No matter how much of a motherfucker I think I am or I think I was, I know one thing is true. Yesterday's score cannot win today's ball game. That's why I try my best to stay current. And I do that with these different projects that I'm involved in representing my belief. I'm still relevant. And I want to stay relevant. Because it's hard to grow older and sit on the sidelines and watch you motherfucking youngsters out and about doing your goddamn thing. Shit, if it wasn't for these videos and different things I do today, shit, I probably wouldn't be shit. As old as I am, I'm still too young to be remembering shit. Oh, man, I remember back in the day. Nah, I gotta get a little older. I can make shit happen. And to prove it to myself, every day I'm alive, I refuse to sit and try to live off the laurels of my past. I'm determined to hit a lick with what I'm doing today, and it's going to be the shit. If no one but me thinks it's the shit, it will be the shit to me. You know, I try to leave this kind of shit alone, but I can't. This motherfucking fool another fool. Keep changing his profile name so that he can troll me and make comments that I owe him money. He did buy a couple of my doggone MP3s. But I know game, you know what I'm saying? After he received the shit, he copied them. Then he told me he wanted his money back. Now, if people wanted their money back, I would think something was wrong with the product. But that was the only fool who asked for his money back. Come on, he didn't like it. Now, you can see he's full of shit for how much this motherfucker's crying about some four-year-old shit. He copied the shit and he thought he was going to get his money back, and I told his ass to call his car company and complain to them. He did call them too, and this car company was on my side because they asked him, did you get the product? And I guess he told him, yeah. And then when he told them it was electronic, then they said, well, you could have copied it. So he promised to, like, be a thorn in my side. And when I was on Facebook and shit, he used to always be fucking with me on Facebook. But here it is, 5 years later, and that motherfucker still hitting me, tripping. And I can tell it's him because he talks about my mama, my daughter, and he wished me a slow death from 1,000 cuts. I said all that to say, I just love this shit I do. I affect people in many ways. And some, I just fuck their heads up. I couldn't see myself allowing people to know I was such a sucker that I keep crying in public about some shit I did 5 years ago. I mean, you probably heard or you probably read his shit on my videos because he always, you know, writes some kind of horrible comment. This motherfucker gonna come up with another fake profile and troll my videos I made 2-3 weeks ago. He always be that 2-3 weeks behind. But anyway, that's why I got off Facebook, because that kind of shit is sickening. You know, suckers act like, they act like that when their shit is raggedy. Whenever you speak with an OG who's not doing as well as he want, he'll always try to sound like shit is cool. White folks, he's the epitome of that. I haven't actually spoken to him in a while, but when I do talk with him, you would swear that he was the Darryl Woodson of yesterday. But I know what's up. That nigga have a terrible operation that incapacitated him, and I think he's older than me. So, you know, that's like almost not a death sentence, but it's really fucked up. A nigga could recuperate, but it's going to take him a year or two, I guess. And shit, the nigga going to be 80. Ain't nobody trying to be doing nothing slick when he's 80 years old. So if you could help Mr. Folks, you don't need to say when, or you don't need to say how you going to help him. Just do it. You know, we got to make it our duty to look out for the OGs, especially who aren't their respect in the field. I love the fact that folks still, you know, is the same. Don't need me. Don't want me to ask. I mean, don't want to ask me for shit. But ain't going to cry about his situation. You know, taking it all on the chin because he knows where he's been. I'm down with motherfuckers like folks. I'm a hunter in these goddamn jungles of American chaos. Most of this shit is created by the majority, not white people exclusively, but the majority of people who are run by what the news channels got to offer. You know, media has made it to where you gotta fucking fight for what you want or believe. 916. What's up?
It's the Cosmopolitan Hotel, and we're going to do that again this year. It's only right around the corner.
Hey, Juan, what's happening? This is another one of my graduates that sponsored that damn, the Cosmopolitan.
Yes, sir, and we're doing it again.
See there, you guys? These cats is monsters. Hey, Juan, that's cool, man. Hey, man, everything going good, huh? Especially after you hit that home run, huh?
No, it's not going good, bud.
What?
It's not going good. It's going excellent.
There you go. That's what's happening, man. Hey, you guys, another graduate using his skills to improve his life. Thanks, man.
All right.
So the thing about it, see, knowledge is accumulation of shit you learn and how you use it. See, you can't use shit if you don't know shit. And using shit, it becomes real. Otherwise, that's what we teach at Sidewalk University. Whatever you say you learn today, if you can't use it in your... Hold on. Because I'm doing a video, man. I seen your call earlier, but I was doing it then, too. So I got to call you back. All right. Okay. Information does you no good unless you can use it. So whatever you learn today, you got to be able to use tonight in your life, or you didn't learn shit. And it took me a while, but I get all my students to understand that now. So, you know, media has made it to where you got to fight for what you believe, or you're going to get swallowed up in their ideology. My fucking most proficient weapon is my mind. And I keep it oiled and cocked at all times. I'm out hunting the females who are willing to wage war against this feminizing of men. It ain't cute. It ain't cool. But it is dangerous. Murder is not the number one killer of men. Accepting the media for the sake of it being news is the number one killer. The news channels are the number one tool used to brainwash people. News here about ISIS is just as bad about the U.S. there. None of the news is truly transparent. It all has an agenda. And that's to get us all to be robots led by some kind of Pied Piper peaceful music that everybody gonna listen to. The one channel will play soothing, brain-altering notes, and you won't even know it. It's sad, but true. You're being programmed and becoming silent. And I've been really busy and just didn't have time to remake it, but I made time. The new information that I implemented on Sidewalk University is killing it. Our group discussions have grown much, much more informative because I'm a different person than I was a few years ago when I made that curriculum up. I put in my motherfucking head that I need to revamp the entire curriculum every few semesters. And whatever I've received as some form of payment for what I do, I earned it. You need to be able to say that about your endeavors. Now, you know, with the luxury of living the way I want and doing what I want to do, I'm getting my ass back into what the fuck. I'm getting my ass back into bed with what I want to do. I am the epitome of a man doing as he pleases. and have support from all who loves him. And I love him dearly too. This is a wonderful life if you don't procrastinate. Now, we all procrastinate at one time or another in our lives. And, you know, if you say at 2 o'clock, I'm washing my car. When 2 o'clock comes, you suddenly realize that you have something else a little more important to do. You just procrastinated. It's very easy to do, which is why you got to be vigilant in checking yourself about not doing it. Believe it or not, everything I say has a reference or it has something to do with the situation that I'm experiencing or have experienced. Does that mean I'm a procrastinator? It doesn't mean it, but I certainly do procrastinate. Life is that simple if you allow it to be. How can the truth lead you astray? I'm saying it, you, telling yourself the truth, facing the truth, it can only help you win. How can lies lead you to destruction? Well, neither of them can do shit, lies or the truth. Only you can, based on the lies or the truth. Only you control your life. And the sooner you realize that, the better off you'll be. You shouldn't need shit. But what you need to identify. What do I need? I need to know me. I need to know all I can about the way I think and react to my thoughts. I need to know when I do what I'm supposed to do doesn't mean shit. I need to know people who are in my presence expect something more of me. They expect something more of me than they would expect in a normal situation. I need to appreciate all the things in my life that are lived out based on my beliefs. All these things I need, yet I teach that needing anything is negative. Now, how could that be? This is why you need my course. Everything is not black and white. Everything is based on what's going on right at the moment. With me is not fucking gonna change. With me knowing shit ain't the same is still gonna be based on whatever the fuck is going on right now. Now, even if I've experienced this shit several times, even if it's with the same person, each time is different. I mean, none of them are the same. You need to learn things you believe in aren't written in stone. And it could change with the wind's direction. I need to know all this shit, but I didn't need to know it before I realized I didn't need shit except me in my life. You got to do shit in order, and it'll always make sense. Ever since I started Sidewalk University, I've been getting up at the crack of dawn. I usually science on why I can't sleep. And it comes out to be something important that's on my mind. And that's always the culprit. But these days, I don't think I need to even wonder why I'm up. I'm up because of the fertile landscape of my mind. And it's writing scenes for my next book as I sleep. I'm so damn excited that unconsciously my mind makes me wake up and get to writing. If I'm not writing what I'm going to say to you, I'm writing something to put in a book. Sometimes I write shit that's not for a particular book. But when I'm writing a book and what I wrote that wasn't for any particular book might fit, I change it up a little bit and put it in there. So nothing goes to waste. Writing a curriculum for a school is quite different than writing a book. writing a book, and either it could be written about for a chapter or at least a few pages. But I had to learn quickly to get out of that kind of writing when it comes to a curriculum. I had to learn to write all the pertinent information succinctly. And you got to understand that your mind sees everything. And when you're reading a book, your mind is just absorbing all the words, turning them into pictures in your mind. Whereas your mind focuses on what's important in the curriculum. And too many words can be distracting. So I'm a person who's not afraid to learn, even as I'm speaking, as if I know every goddamn thing. And that's because I'm not afraid to learn. That's the secret to being a know-it-all. Being able to learn even as you're leading. That's incredibly important to your overall success and well-being. Now, what could you buy yourself for the holidays that's worth millions of dollars but only going to cost you $1,500? Why, you can buy enrollment in Sidewalk University and all materials included. Hit PayPal and send a dough to AskRosebud@gmail.com. You see, guys, the difference between a square life, the difference between the streets and a square life is the square life have street lights and signs to let you know where you're headed. And if you have to get there the way they say you could. And you do. You have to get there the way they say you could. Now, if you follow the square life rules, you'll live a good life and have the things that most people want. When you're living off the streets, all of the street signs says to the top. But there are no lights, and there's no way for you to see where you headed other than your dedication to getting there. Now, when you're out in the streets, you can take just about any street you want to take and still get there, long as you apply that Abadabba's rule of engagement to every move you make. Once you've been around the neighborhood of pure Abadabba, you're qualified to travel to any part of the world, and that Abadabba will suffice. Anywhere in the world, you can use the same rules of engagement to live by. There is not that much different between the square life and street life if you consider you'll both end up being successful. But navigating life using your wits on the streets is just so much more exciting and rewarding for a person's personal growth. I'd go as far as to say it's exhilarating. I guess y'all say that old nigga go again. He's on one of them rants. And you're right. I am an old nigga. And your job in life is to get old. You want to grow old gracefully so you can spit about this Abadabba you've acquired along the way. And if you notice, I am one proud motherfucking black man. And I've lived through the days, the glorious days of this goddamn Abadabba cute. And now I got to see it all being fucked over by these suckers. I'll be wondering where the real niggas at. I do. I'll be wondering. Where they at? When they coming out? When am I going to get to kick it with them again? So to me, I just want you all to understand that we're going back to the future via the past. I am not saying another word to suckers imitating master motherfuckers that, you know, allow brawls to dictate how they're going to be handled. I'm not. So with that, and it don't look like I have any more questions, look like that's enough. But listen, you guys, I got to mention that I'm starting back to selling parts of the course. Any part, any couple of parts, you can buy them separately. You do not have to come to Sidewalk University. Although I wanted it like that, it's not like that. You don't have to come. If you want to come, come. But if you don't want to come and you just want the course or some tools or whatever, you can buy anything you want. Go to my site, Rosebud the Author. Look in the store. Anything you want, you can buy it. And you don't have to worry about Sidewalk University unless you want to. I'm out.